Track 13, and here is this week's sports news, starting with football. The Walter C. Parsons Southwest Peninsula League result: Newton Abbott Spurs 2, Oakhampton Argyle 1. Newton Abbott Spurs kept the pressure on Walter C. Parsons Southwest Peninsula League leaders Sidmouth Town with a 2-1 win over Oakhampton Argyle on Saturday. Argyle will close out their campaign with a trio of away trips to Axminster Town, Crediton United and Bishop Lydiard, while Spurs have clashes with leaders Sidmouth, local rivals Tynmouth and also Torrington AFC to come. Jared Lewington scored the only goal on Saturday at Buckland Athletic as they collected a huge 3 points on their travels. This 1-0 win away at Shepton Mallet not only gets revenge for the defeat in the reverse fixture at Homer's Heath by the same scoreline, but also is key in the Bucks Western League playoff push. Having lost 3 games on the spin, Dan Hart's side have since picked up 7 points from 9 available and now have four fixtures left to cement their top 5 position. Elsewhere, there were wins for Newton Abbott Spurs and Bubby Tracy in the South West Peninsula League, whilst Tynmouth were beaten by Torridge side. Spurs overcame Oakhampton Argyle 2-1 at the Rec. Bubby took all 3 points from their clash with Middlesoy Rovers, the final score being 3-2. And the last bit of football, with 3 games to play, Islington Villa are 6 points clear after their 2-1 win at East Allington United. Newton Abbott Spurs moved into third place with a 2-1 victory at Kingstown Athletic in a busy game for the referee, and Spurs are now 11 points off the lead but still have 4 games in hand. The team currently sitting in second spot are Newton Abbott 66, who had a comfortable 4-1 win over bottom club Elberton Villa, leaving Sixes 6 points off the lead, but they only have 2 games left to play. Moving on to rugby, Newton Abbott Rugby Club's slender hopes of avoiding relegation from South West 2 were snuffed out by a 55-17 defeat against Tiverton in front of a shirt-sleeved crowd at Rackerhays. Local rivals Tynmouth stayed out of the bottom two by winning at Winscombe, which sent Truro down with Newton Abbott. Newton Abbott have never finished out of the bottom three since they were promoted into South West 2 as part of a reorganisation of divisions at the end of the 21-22 season. A record of just 11 league wins in 66 starts suggests the change of scenery won't do the All Whites any harm. And finally for rugby, Tynmouth RFC dodged relegation from South West 2 thanks to a 22-17 win at Winscombe. Moving on to bowls, it's the start of the new summer season coming up. Chudley Bowling Club is looking forward to another summer of bowls at Cape Brook Green next to the cricket club. A hardy group of volunteers have spent much of the winter looking after and maintaining the club's most important asset, the grass, and now it's finally time to get back outside and play the game. There'll be an open day for potential new club bowlers on Saturday, May the 17th. And on Saturday, April the 5th, which has passed, Dawlish Indoor Bowls Men's Club 2x4 team claimed victory in the final of the Devon County Charles Parrott Unbadged competition played at the Torbay Country Club Indoor Arena. And Saturday, April the 12th, that's this Saturday, is a date on the mind of many as the opening of the Newton Abbott Bowling Club for the 25 outdoor season. Proceedings will begin at 2 p.m. with Brian Walt Waitman set to open the green, putting down the first wood. And finally, cycling. As well as staging 3 races over the weekend for the competitors within the club, 50-plus members of the Mid-Devon Cycling Club were up before dawn on Sunday to take the coach to Weston-super-Mare, ready to ride the 65 miles back to Cranbrook Station or the 80 miles to their Kingstainton headquarters. Supported by volunteer drivers and 3 vans, they enjoyed a glorious route first along the Somerset coast and then the levels before the more challenging Blackdown Hills. a canal-side cafe stop at the wonderfully organised Maunsell Lock Cafe after 26 miles, and then onto a second stop at the steamer coffee house Columpton, added to the enjoyment. There were hitches with traffic jams around Taunton caused by an emergency closure of the M5, as well as a few bike mechanicals where the backup vans were essential. All in all, a fantastic day out organised by the club for free as part of their membership. And that concludes the sports news for this week.